Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a great idea to do exactly that, and tell me whatever it is that's on your mind. I must admit, after whining about how hot it was, and you know that the last couple of days around here have just been the perfect kind of days, which I talked with my daughter who lives in D.C., and she said that she was having the same experience. It's just all of a sudden kind of beautiful weather, which is really nice. I mean, it's kind of like old-fashioned summers where there's not a whole lot of humidity. I don't know why I say old-fashioned. I think as kids we try to remember. I don't think kids are as prone to be aware of the weather in negative terms, right? When it snows, you get to go play. When it's hot, you get to go play. You bundle up in one situation, you don't bundle up in the other. You drink a lot of lemonade in the one. But because I don't remember complaining about the weather, particularly when I was a kid. Although for most of my childhood, a large part of it, I lived in Colorado, which doesn't have humidity. So that may influence. Do you remember humidity as a kid? I actually don't.
I do. I mean, I live in Minnesota, though, so...
Yeah, but so you have more humidity.
It's sort of what you're saying, like, just kids are all about being outside. And
it's just, you know, who cares? You know, you're just going to go, no matter what, in a blizzard you go out, and, you know, when it's 100 degrees and humid you go out. Adults are the ones who kind of whine about it. But yesterday was kind of the summer that I remember from childhood, even though I don't know if it's accurate, and then it was like in the mid-80s and sunny and... Actually, there were some little fluffy clouds, but a little bit of a breeze and no humidity. And so it was the perfect day in our neighborhood for them to have a doggy cocktail party. I know, too twee, don't you think? Especially if you don't own a dog. I actually thought about bringing a stuffed animal on a leash, and I thought, do not reinforce negative behavior. And this one, they called it a yappy hour. It was actually beautiful. They had tables set up, and they had umbrellas, beach umbrellas, and they had lots of dogs. The problem about lots of dogs is several fold, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, some of them were really cute, but most of them were not real yappy. But when you get a whole lot of dogs together, they kind of get a little territorial. Although there was a little less than that. I expected a couple of, you know, kind of major dog fights to break out. But maybe people with aggressive dogs don't come to things like that. And they had different flavored waters. They had little dog dishes, dog bowls. And they had like beef flavored and chicken flavored so the dogs could. But dogs do things like poop. And one of them did. And then, of course, everybody was saying, it's not my dog. And if you think people are reluctant to pick up dog poop on a regular basis, imagine at a cocktail party for dogs. Not mine. What can I tell you? All right. That's just my little urban story. There was also, to add to the urban appeal, there was nobody's sure if it's a crocodile or an alligator. What did they... They said it was a... what did they say? It was a crocodile? Yeah, crocodile. Walking down the 9th Avenue in Manhattan. And one of the cops, who hopefully will keep his job, because someone tweeted, they didn't know if it was, they took a picture of it, and they said, I don't know if it's an alligator or a crocodile. And a police officer, or allegedly a police officer, from a certain precinct, said, well, if it's on 9th Avenue, it's probably a crocodile, because that's more a crocodile than an alligator hangout. Which I thought was really smart. Hopefully he won't lose his job over that. But I mean, it's nice to see. I don't know that I want an on-duty cop checking his Twitter account particularly. But have you ever noticed that the cops, it used to be the cops couldn't smoke. You were not allowed to smoke in uniform. But every cop that I've seen anytime recently, everybody's on their phone. Which at some point, that's probably going to be a restriction. Because if it's distracting to drive, it's probably distracting to patrol as well. We want our police, our peace officers keeping their, scanning the crowd. I don't know. All right, today is Amelia Earhart Day, And I was there a story, I think, like maybe a year ago or something, that they thought they'd maybe found her bones someplace?
I remember seeing something.
On an island?
Yeah,
I think there was. It's also National Drive-Thru Day. I think drive-thrus are a wonderful invention. The problem is that they're always at places that you probably shouldn't be eating the food. Although the story we did last week said you're not any worse off at a junk food restaurant than you are at a fancy restaurant, that they're, you know, that eating out food is not very good for you. Lots of fat, lots of salt, lots of sugar, lots of calories. But, and I suppose the problem about a drive-thru is that you don't even have to walk in and order it. And those little, and they, now the ones that I've been through lately, because I was on the highway this weekend.
Yeah,
like drive-thrus, you can go get it like an iced tea. You have to get the unsweetened, because the sweetened stuff has got huge number of calories. I think it's all corn syrup, which is awful for you. But, that they now have, they have two things that you order. Well, first of all, they have the first order thing that never works. And then you go to the second order thing, and then you go and you pay in one place and you pick up at another. Which is kind of cool. Do you use drive-thrus?
You know, I haven't for a long time. I hate eating in my car. I just can't deal with the crumbs and the mess and the sauces and the this and that.
Well, this was just drinking.
So. Well, that's not so bad. Yeah, I would grab like an iced tea, but then I would just, I just kind of not bother. Ultimately.
Well, the only time that I've, and I'm trying to think in the last couple of months, occasionally when I'm with people who have cars, I do drive-thrus. But we sort of usually pull over, and I think eating when you're driving is dangerous. I think doing almost anything but driving when you're driving is dangerous. So I tend not to support that kind of activity hugely. But I think drive-thrus are kind of cool. Do they have them in other countries? I don't know. They probably have them in Canada. But I don't know that I've ever seen a drive-thru. I don't think European countries are quite as prone to junk food, although apparently Japan is. I'll bet you they have them in Japan. And it's also National Tequila Day. Do not drive through if you're doing National Tequila Day. Remember what happened to Amelia Earhart, which probably had nothing to do with tequila or drive-thrus. In this day in history, in 1701, Antoine de Montcadillac found the trading post of Fort Pontchartrain, which later became the city of Detroit. Lake Pontchartrain is also in New Orleans. So apparently this was Fort Pontchartrain, and there's also a Lake Pontchartrain, but I guess the French were active in both the head of the Mississippi and the foot of the Mississippi, because Lake Pontchartrain is in New Orleans. Slavery in 1823 was abolished in Chile. Figure out how far ahead that was of the rest of every place else. In 1866, Reconstruction, Tennessee became the first U.S. state to be readmitted to the Union following the American Civil War. And Tennessee is currently on my love list because they're the first state to have free community college, which I think is fantastic. Yay, Tennessee. What did we decide the second one was? I think Oregon is about to. In 1901, O. Henry is released from prison in Columbus, Ohio, after serving 3 years for embezzlement from a bank. Did you know O. Henry was a convicted embezzler?
I did not know that.
I didn't either. The gift of the Magi. Do you remember that?
No, actually. All right, I do.
All right, the gift of the Magi, is a young couple who, together their first Christmas, didn't have any money. So she has beautiful hair, so she goes and sells it to buy a gold watch fob for a chain for his watch fob. He sells his gold watch to buy a comb for her hair. And and you're supposed to view that as incredibly romantic. And I can remember when I read it, even I think I was like about 11 or 12 years old, and I remember thinking, if they'd only talked to each other, none of this would have happened.
Exactly.
I was a psychologist at 11
exactly.
as well. Yeah, come on, folks, let's talk with each other. In 1950, a Cape Canaveral Air Force Station opened operations with the launch of a bumper rocket. Did you know that Cape Canaveral had been around for 65 years?
I didn't know that.
I did not either. In 1966, Michael Pelkey makes the first base jump from El Capitan, along with Brian Schubert. Both came out with broken bones. Base jumping has now been banned from El Cap, and I think one of those guys was killed like last year or the year before. And in 1969, the Apollo program, the Apollo 11, splashed down safely in the Pacific. Welcome home, guys. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-99-3756. So I got up this morning to my phone telling me that Chrysler had recalled 1.4 million vehicles because they have a glitch. Apparently there's a software glitch that allows their cars to be hacked. And so we actually have a news story that was talking about the reality. A pair of security experts take control of a vehicle from a computer miles away to prove a point. And it turns out that some things are on your computer, on your car. This, they talked about a 2014 Jeep Cherokee. And they could, here's what they were able to do. They could honk the horn. I'm not sure I care hugely about that. Cinch the seat belts. I mean, think about that. Kill the brakes and control the steering of a Ford Escape. The one that they did on initially was the Jeep Cherokee. But these guys did a Ford Escape and a Toyota Prius to show that they could do it from the backseat using laptops and a physical connection to the vehicle. Ugh. They just said that cars that are really vulnerable, they could disable the transmission, causing the Jeep to lose acceleration on the highway with a semi bearing down on it. They also deactivated the brakes, causing it to slide into a ditch. They're saying that they should basically start dealing with security on cars. Wow. I mean, and these guys were just doing this as a publicity stunt. They said that they could do, they also notified Fiat Chrysler a month ago so they could issue a patch from all affected Uconnect systems. 471,000 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles equipped with the 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen system. Apparently, Chrysler took it very seriously. As I said, they recalled, they're saying 471,000. Apparently, they recalled 1.something million. So that's three times more. They're now doing countermeasures. Tesla actually has has been hiring security experts. I mean, did you even think about this? I suppose it's a reason to buy an old car that's not so dependent on a computer. I think that's part of it, don't you? Is that everything is now a computer chip? So, how old is your car?
My car is 4 years old. So, but it's
Well, you probably have a computer chip that runs most of this now, don't you think?
Definitely, I'm sure there's computerized diagnostics and things like that. But I mean,
you don't want it's not the diagnostics; it's the transmission,
the
brakes.
Yeah, it's a manual for one thing.
Yeah.
And then it's also, you know, got independent suspension. It's just, it's a more kind of analog car just because of the driving part of it.
Yeah.
Just that people enjoy
it. Well, it's a good question. I don't know whether, the transmission disabled, if you could put it into neutral, it doesn't make any difference whether it's an automatic or a stick.
Hopefully.
The question is, how easy is it to put a transmission, is it easier to put an automatic transmission than a stick shift? And I don't know the answer to that.
Well, you can't computerize a stick shift, so everybody go out there and start learning your manuals.
What if that's true? Well, if you could shift it into, the question is, could you shift it? I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, I know how a transmission works, and I know how a stick shift works, but I don't understand what the connection to either of them is to a computer. So, and there are some cars now. I rented a car a couple months ago that didn't even use a key. You just press a button, which gives you the sense that this is computer chip. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's do something positive. Let's do what's your definition of a hero. All right. We'll do something really positive to move away from the fact that we are all becoming little robots that can be controlled by somebody else, because that's not a very cheerful thought. Correct?
Correct.
All right. So let's do what's your definition of a hero?
I think someone who kind of thinks beyond themselves, that extend even kind of thwarts what they want to do for a greater purpose, you know, save somebody, you know, despite, you know, peril and all those kinds of things. So I guess the classic definition, really.
Yeah, I think mine is the hero is somebody who uncomplainingly does the best they can with what they've got. I just think that's heroic. Because I think we've gotten to the habit of, or maybe exceeds. I mean, they do even better than you expect them to do with what they've got, no matter how limited or no. Because, I mean, to a certain extent, it's pretty easy for some people, for example, to go to school every day because they're good at it. I think somebody who has a very hard time in school, who goes every day and really tries very hard every day, is very heroic. Because it's not, and you wouldn't necessarily view them as a hero, because it's kind of within the context of what they're doing, and they're not certainly going to stand out academically, and they might not even stand out socially. But that's mine, I suppose, is just doing the best you can, and even better than that, with what you've got without complaining. Mine, you know, I told you when I was in Israel, I was, you know, at a very large party, dinner party, and they asked everybody what peace meant, and they all had kind of fairly, like you say, kind of standard definitions. And I said that I was a therapist, and so, you know, you could have peace. The question is, at what price? Because in a marriage, you're going to have peace if one person never talks. But that's not... So for me, it's just lack of fear. Because if you're not fearful, people are always going to disagree. They're always going to have differences of opinion. But if there's no fear, then you negotiate, and you're honest about your own feelings. So I guess my, you know, that my sense of why people do things is maybe slightly different. I did an interview this morning with Joe Piscopo in New York, and he was talking about being a talk show host, and I said, well, I think what we all share in common is curiosity, that we're all, you know, very interested. We're interested in other people, and we're interested in other people's opinion. That may be a little naive on my part, but I still think it's more or less true. And then we're allowed to ask incredibly nosy questions. I probably am given more leeway in that particular area than almost anybody, because I don't do politics. I do y'all. I do what's going on with you. And so I'm allowed to ask those really rude questions. And I don't ask them out of purian interest. I ask them out of whatever the alternative to purian interest is, legitimate interest. Because first of all, I can't help you if I don't know what's going on, and if I do know what's going on, presumably, I can sort of steer you toward a path that may work better for you than where you are. So I think that an interest and a curiosity, and I think they may be related, don't you? That if you're interested in something, you're going to be curious about it. If you're not interested, I'm trying to think if I'm interested in things I'm not curious about. There are very few things I'm not interested in. It may not be the first choice. But, you know, I just like knowing how things work. And so even if it's something that I'm not inherently fascinated by, if you'll show me how it works, I am interested in it. You know, because anything I don't know probably has some interest to me. Oh, I don't know that. It's like, you know, where it says wet paint. My fingerprints are all over on that. You know, let's see if it really is wet paint. 855-993-7569. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Andrew, welcome. How might I help you?
Hello, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good, Andrew. How are you today?
Good.
Whoops, what happened? Andrew, you're breaking up on me.
Hold on.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to now sing the Star Spangled Banner. All right, Andrew, tell me you're someplace. You're obviously on a cell phone. Can you hold steady? Wherever you were when you first said hello was good. All right, Andrew. Okay. Folks, look, if you're going to call on me on a cell phone, and I know all of you are. I mean, look, I know. Because, first of all, that way you don't have to pay for the phone call, which I get, even though the 855 number is toll-free. But I get it. That's what everybody uses. But please, if you possibly can, if you have a landline, that would be great. You know, just for the program. You don't have to, you know, and if you have a computer and you have cable, you can usually get a landline for like $5 or $10 a month. So, and it may be useful even if you're going to call my program. All right, try again. Andrew.
Okay.
Hi, much
Dr.
better.
Joy.
Hi, Andrew.
All right, you can hear me now?
I can hear you. Yeah, don't move.
Okay. I was listening to your show a couple days ago, and you had a gentleman call in about a problem that he was having requiring ED.
Right.
Okay. Well, I
No, it didn't. It didn't require. It was ED, erectile dysfunction. Right.
I kind of was interested. I actually kind of have the same problem.
Okay.
But the app that I normally listen to you on kind of was acting up. So I went and listened on your podcast.
Okay.
And while I was listening to your podcast, I was reading some of the reviews. I was wondering if, since it's really your show, if you, or I think it's Trevor who's helping you today, could explain why we hear a lot of commercials. Because a lot of people were very frustrated that there's commercials.
And in the show or in the podcast? In the show or in the podcast?
Well, some of them say in the show, some of them say in the podcast.
Okay. Absolutely. I can sort of address this. First of all, in the program, basically, this is terrestrial radio, and all of terrestrial radio, basically, any talk show runs on exactly the same clock. We all have exactly the same number of spots and exactly the same number of times that are just us talking. So that's pretty standard. In the podcast, if there are some people who have podcasts without commercials in them, and the way that they do that is that they have subscriptions. So, for example, for $5 or $6 a month, or $70 a year, something like that, you can get all the podcasts, and they have no commercials in them. And people have come to me about that and said, do you want to do that? And I said, well, it's kind of difficult for me to make the decision to charge somebody for something that that they've always gotten for free. But it's one of the options of, because look, somebody's got to, I mean, this is a job for me. And it's not that I don't love it, because I do, but it's a job. And so there has to be some way for someone to compensate me. And the podcast has always been a question, because a lot of my colleagues sell subscriptions. And so when they say, go to my website, and you give them a credit card, and they send you all the podcasts, or you have access to all the podcasts, and they have no commercials in them. But, I mean, the point is that people have paid for the subscription. So it's an ongoing issue for me, and, I mean, let me just ask you point blank. Would you be willing to pay a nominal fee, maybe $6 a month, which is, what, that's $1.50 a week,
right,
to have the podcast have no commercials in them?
Me, I don't care. I mean, I personally love listening to you. It actually doesn't bother me.
Okay.
But what bothered me is that people were saying that they were actually not thinking of listening to anymore because of the fact that there's commercials.
Well,
I know the stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, Trevor, let's put up on the website today. Would you be willing to pay, let's just say, $6 a month, $70 a year, to have a commercial-free podcast? And if enough people do it, then I'll offer it. Because, you know, I hear that some people love commercials. Some people don't. And it's actually something that Trevor and I have been actually talking about this very week. And we're also dealing with the possibility of doing podcasts that are on certain subject matter. So, I mean, look, radio, as is all media right now, is going through a transition. Of the kind of, as you know, as you say, because you're in the biz, of going.
Well, I used to be.
Okay, fair enough. But, well, and you're probably aware, even peripherally, that the traditional source of revenues for all media, for magazines, newspapers, television, and radio, has been advertising.
Correct.
That model has changed radically with two factors that are really a perfect storm to a certain extent. One is advertising revenue after 2008 just dropped off the edge of the earth and has really never come back to the same extent, number one. And number two, that people now, instead of watching, you know, must-see TV at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night, will record it and watch it anytime they want, or they'll watch it on their phone. Instead of sort of tuning into my program, as you say, if you miss something, I have about 1.5 million podcast downloads a month on my site, of people who listen when it's convenient for them. So those two factors have really collided to have changed. Newspapers are basically going out of business. Magazines are going out of business. Television is greatly affected and challenged by cable. And cable, yep, again, is kind of the model. Cable is there, although there's now, as you know, there are commercials on cable as well. But on cable, they're fewer because they're saying subscription. We now have subscription radio that you can, there are almost no commercials on them, and or there's some, but you pay a subscription, and then you're not troubled. Because the point is, somebody's got to pay somewhere. And so either the consumer pays or the advertiser pays. And so I'm perfectly willing to at least look at the possibility of doing, of stripping all the commercials out if people are willing to pay a nominal fee. And given the fact that I do 15 hours a week, which is 120 hours a month on a 4-week month, so $6 would be 50 cents, or 50 cents, yeah, a podcast. So I don't know if people are willing to pay that or not. But Trevor, let's put it up on the website. Would you be willing to pay $6 a month for a commercial free podcast? And if you are, then we could in theory offer either or both. But my guess is that there's enough subscription money that we can offer it. Yeah, you know, so I don't know. I mean, that's the reality. That's the economics of it. I'm not doing it to aggravate people, and I know you'd much rather.
You know,
yeah,
it also helps give you a break because you're on for 3 hours.
Yep.
And 3 hours is an awful lot of talking, especially if you don't get a lot of calls.
Well, it's not even that. It's just that's what the model is. I mean, I've done, for example, when there are disasters or something like that, we blow off all the commercials. When there's, you know, during September 11th we did, during the blackout we did, during Sandy we did.
That's another thing people don't understand is when that happens, I don't know about the syndication you're with, but that it almost ends up being a requirement that you can get out as much as information as you can because TVs might not be available.
Yeah, absolutely.
So radio becomes the secondary emergency way to get some information.
Well,
out
it actually
people can get it on their radio.
Yeah, it actually becomes primary rather than secondary. Number two, I was just responding to the idea of 3 hours. You know, I've literally been on the air for 36 hours solid, without commercials. So it's not, my voice gets a little, you know, a little sort of raspy at the end of it. But the reason that we have commercials is not to rest my voice. The reason we have the commercials is to pay the freight. Is to, you know, just to pay for, because people get radio for free and have always gotten radio for free, except there is now that other model that says, well, you get a subscription and then you don't get the commercials. Although even commercial free radio has some commercials, just has many fewer.
Exactly.
So.
And then also what I wanted to bring up is now I've noticed you have a number that you can call and hear your calls for the day. It gives a telephone number now.
You mean the 855-993-7569?
No, the 605, I think.
I'm not sure about that. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and you can tell me about it. Something new. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, you cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Trevor will now explain the, it's called the listen line, is that correct, Trevor?
That is correct.
All right, and explain what a listen line, because obviously I knew nothing about it.
Yeah, it was something that kind of was brand new to me as well when I started here at GCN. It is a phone number you can call and hear, for instance, the Dr. Joy Brown show on a kind of loop. So you just call it, and then you'll just hear it across the phone.
Yeah. Well, is it when I'm doing the show live, or is it?
Yeah, it's live. You can listen live, but then it'll just repeat, I think, for about 20, until the next show is live. So I think it's
so you're hearing the show live. So yep. If you call, so it's the same. So why wouldn't you just call in? Oh, because if you call the 855 number,
then you talk to me and then
you
come
talk
on air.
Then you're going on the air. But if you just want to listen to the program on your phone,
right? Exactly,
because you can hear the program on your phone when you call to call in.
Right.
But if you don't want to be on the air, so it doesn't tie up. The point is, if all you want to do is listen, it doesn't tie up our call lines.
Exactly. And a lot
is there. Is it a toll-free number? Not. Probably not.
It is not usually a toll-free number, I know.
But on your cell phone, it doesn't make any difference.
Exactly.
All right. So you can listen on the computer. You can hear a podcast for an old show. You can listen you can listen live on your computer. You can hear it if you call in to ask a question. Or there's a phone number you can call to listen to the program on your phone.
So many options.
Yeah.
I think clearly the best option is to call in and then talk to us.
I agree.
We're just good to talk to.
We're really fun. And we're here, and that's kind of what we do. And for all you people who are saying, well, you know, how come you're not taking more phone calls? Because you guys email me rather than call me. That's the answer. And as you hear, if you call me, I can give you much better advice because I can ask questions and get more information from you. But, all right. It's, you know, like, remember you would sit in the back of the room in school? So nobody would call on you? But this is voluntary. I'm not going to call on you. That'd be kind of interesting to just call up and say, hello, Susan. This is Dr. Joy Brown.
You're on the air.
Yeah, someone, your friend called. Wouldn't that be an interesting phenomenon of kind of like...
I think that would be okay.
Slam calling. Like, you know, someone calls you. Because they do that.
Exactly.
Remember they used to do that on like Jerry Springer that you thought you were going to a party and all of a sudden someone's saying this is an intervention?
Oh, yeah. But I think we should have people call in and volunteer people to be called.
No, we're not going to do that. I told you. Wouldn't that be awesome? That makes my stomach hurt. Somebody in Hollywood is saying, this is what we're going to do. She won't do it. We'll get somebody who'll do it. We'll just arrive at the door. We'll make house calls. I actually want to do a program called House Calls. And we'll just show up at the door and say, you know, your next door neighbor says that you guys are fighting all the time. So we got you a shrink. Shrink to go. Shrink wrap, right?
What a great
R.A.P.
idea.
Shrink wrap. No, it's a terrible idea. People have to do this stuff voluntarily. You can't just sort of bomb them with your presence. All right. I was giving a speech for one of my affiliates, and they had the talk was in the same hotel I was staying in. So, and they had a reception, I think, after the talk. So I'd given the talk. And there were posters all over with my, you know, with my face on them. And I was going upstairs to change clothes or something and then go to the reception. And there was also a wedding in the hotel at the same time. So when I got on, I got on the elevator and the bride and groom were there and I get on and they knew who I was because my picture and name were all over the hotel. And you could think of them thinking, oh. Damn, one of our parents is sending her on her honeymoon with us. And you could see them. They blanched visibly, thinking that this was somebody's idea of a joke. And I said, no, I'm not going on the honeymoon. Guys got any problems you want me to handle? It was a sort of amazing elevator ride. Probably much more fun for me than them. But you could see they went, oh, no. So I'm not everybody's favorite choice of riding in an elevator with. All right. Speaking of favorite choices, this has nothing to do with anything, but it just it sort of irritated me, so I'll share it with you. And I'll tell you what the headline is, which is clearly the person who wrote the article is equally irritated. House to states, don't you dare demand GMO labels. It turns out a couple of states, Maine, Connecticut, and Vermont, have passed laws in favor of saying that if something is genetically modified, GMO, that you have to label it. California didn't pass the law. So most of the opponents of GMO labeling are often food manufacturers because they say that it prejudices people. And whether that's true or not, in Europe, things have to be labeled and it doesn't seem to have affected people very much in terms of their buying pattern. But they turned to Congress. So a majority of the House of Representatives yesterday voted in favor of a law that would block states from mandating GMO labels. What could possibly be the explanation for that? Opponent said, who's an organic farmer, argued that it's important for consumers to know what they're eating. Food labels should already tell consumers many things, We know how many calories. We know how much vitamin C. We know if a fish is farm-raised or wild-caught. And we want to know these things. Should we be able to know if the food we're buying has GMO ingredients? Opponents call it an infringement of the public's right to know what's in their food. What? Mandating labels on foods containing GMOs actually is misleading, they're saying, because it suggests to consumers that GMOs are risky to eat, which they are not. Mandatory labeling of genetically engineered products has no basis in legitimate health or safe concerns, but is a naked attempt to impose the preference of a small segment of the population on the rest of us. They're saying supporters of the bill argued mandatory labels would raise the cost of food. I don't understand how that would be. The bill goes down to the Senate, where no similar legislation has been introduced. The issue of GMOs, I think we should put it up on the website just because it's kind of an interesting thing. And I just sort of feel like I don't know enough about it to have a really strong opinion. I've heard both cases, and I've looked at a lot of the data, and it just seems to me it's kind of too soon to tell to a certain extent. But the fact that the House can tell you that, all right, you're not allowed to do this, I mean, that to me kind of sticks in my craw. And you know that it's about it's about lobbyists. So that, but I'm perfectly willing to listen to people talk about GMOs. I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other on it. I think there's a lot of stuff that we've been eating for a long time. For example, most bacon, which I don't eat, but it has nothing to do with GMOs. I just don't eat bacon. I don't eat meat in general. But so, do you have any strong feelings about GMOs, Trevor?
I guess maybe if I did a little bit more research, but as far as I can figure, it doesn't seem that they make a huge difference. I think that they kind of are akin to, the selective breeding we've done with all livestock and crops and this and that. I mean, corn doesn't grow wild, and we've had corn for however many dang years. So, I don't know, it's tough. It's complicated, and it's a lot about perception, but I think that if you come down one way or another, what's...
Well, my whole thing is that we just probably don't have enough... It hasn't been going on for long enough to know, because the short-term effects seem to not exist. The question is about long-term effects, and I think we're not going to go. There you go. 855-993-7569. We're going to talk heroes in return, and love to talk with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.